inspirational channel where you get to learn everything about leadership and success mastery. Every episode empowers and inspires you to become a world-class leader and achieve success regardless of your title and circumstance. This is your host, Payal Nanjiani, and in this episode of I Succeed, I am so excited to talk to you about a very important topic, how to grow at your work. Now, if I was to share with you my own career journey and take you back in time, it was around 1998 when I stepped into the corporate and business world with my very first job interview. And I so vividly remember how the interviewer wrapped up the interview with this question. So Payal, what's your growth plan? And trust me when I say, despite having done the business management from one of the finest institutes, despite having researched so much about this interview and everything that I could learn, I had never ever heard anyone or, you know, talk to me or ask me about growth plan. In fact, that was the very first time I even heard about these two words, growth plan. And I stared at the interviewer looking so ignorant. Anyways, I did answer the question saying that I don't know, I was supposed to have a growth plan. The job interview ended, and regarding the job, I did get through based on the other factors. But here's the key point. That day on, I understood that growth is never accidental. It's intentional. It's something that you plan. So here's a leadership wisdom that I want you to write down. I want you to write this down. My growth is not accidental. It's intentional. You see, my friend, growth is something you do on purpose each day. See, most of us, we start the new year, we start the new job or the new project with a lot of energy and ideas. We work hard, we develop on our skill sets, and all of this, it just helps us to grow and get to the next level. And then, once you're at that level, what do? You continue with the same cycle, but guess what? This time, you find yourself stuck in the same role, stuck in the same position, stuck with the same friends, stuck with the same people around you, with the same strengths, with the same weakness. You are stuck in every way. And then you get worried that, oh my God, I'm doing everything that it takes for me to go ahead, but the needle just doesn't seem to move. You know, in fact, while I'm talking with you, I remember it was around 2 weeks back when I had a call from one of the potential clients who wanted to engage me for a one-on-one coaching session. He wanted me to help him to grow in his company. Now, he is a person who has done his MBA from one of the top universities in the United States. He had taken so many certifications and courses and was working truly hard. I could literally see that from his performance. But for the past 11 years, he was stuck in the mid-managerial level. He couldn't just get what was it that wasn't working, what was it that he was doing wrong. And of course, then we went ahead with the coaching and saw how he has to, what he has to do to move ahead. But here's something. Most of us, we find ourselves stuck where we are. We just aren't moving up the ladder. Business isn't expanding. Why? Why is that so? You're working hard. You're doing everything that it takes. Here's the big thing. We don't grow at our work because we don't focus on growing ourselves. I repeat, we don't grow at our work because we don't focus on growing ourselves. We work on everything else, everything but on growing ourselves. We put ourselves last on the list. In fact, many of us, we are not even on that list. You know, I often wonder and I always ask this to people, at what age do most of us quit growing? See, physically, I guess we stop growing at the age of 16 or 18, but what about our mental growth? At what age do we quit growing mentally? Unfortunately, judging from my observations working with so many people around the globe, I have noticed that most people stop by the end of their 20s. Yep, it's shocking. Rarely will you find a person committed to their comprehensive personal growth plan in their 30s, 40s and beyond. So here's a leadership wisdom for you, my friend. How far you will go depends on how much you grow. You see, nothing will ever surpass you, not your income, not your status, not your position, your titles. Nothing will ever surpass you. You will stop growing outwardly when you stop growing inwardly? So here's something for you to think. Do you have a growth plan? Do you have a growth plan? Is your growth just happening accidentally? Or is it really intentionally? There's a very big difference between both of them. And it's very important for you to reflect on these questions, because if you don't have a growth plan and if your growth is happening accidentally, guess what? You are going to become stagnant and fall further and further behind. And this is when your competitors go ahead of you. This is when people around you, your friends, your colleagues, everyone goes ahead of you. Now, you know, with decades of coaching experience and speaking with people at various seminars, I have come to know that people rise in their positions relying solely on specific sets of values and skills. And every time this happens, the person reaches to a point where their performance suffers and failure persists. And then we give up. We say life begins to come in the way. We feel tired. We feel the challenges are harder. Here's something for you again, a leadership wisdom. The more you live, the more challenging life gets. And the challenges only get harder. Can you write down what are some of your challenges that you are facing at your work? What are some of the challenges you're facing at your work? And take a close look at that list, because let me tell you something here. The only way to deal with those challenges that you have written is to grow yourself above those challenges. Grow yourself above circumstances, above problems, above challenges, above blame games, above the economy, above the pandemic. Grow yourself above everything. Because if you want to succeed at what you do, if you want to move ahead on the ladder, if you want business to expand, if you want your career life to be rich and fulfilling, and if you want to do something big in your life more than what you are currently doing, then here's something for you. You want to invest your time in self-growth. Very, very few people in the world understand the importance of self-growth and invest in it. And that is why there are only a few people who make it to the top. You see, most successful people I work with, I have seen firsthand that they make time for their personal development and growth. So what is all this personal, what is all this self-growth about? Well, the self-growth is very simple. It's a desire to become a better version of yourself every day. So look at yourself yesterday and look at yourself today. Are you a better version of yourself as compared to yesterday? You see, self-growth is a timeless pursuit. It refers to a lifelong learning process to improve your own performance. It's not about today. It's not about tomorrow. It's not about doing it for 1 month. It's about doing it lifelong. It's a lifelong commitment. So you have to be dedicated and you have to have some formal and informal approaches of doing it. And I in the podcast, I'm going to talk to you about the three laws of growth. But here's something I want you to take it deep inside. I want you to let this sink inside of you, my friend. Self-growth is a leader's greatest silent investment. It doesn't speak up, but it 100% shows up. Shows up wherever you are, in whatever you are doing. Here's something big. Your life is 25% idea and 75% of the person behind the idea, which is you. You see, it's very easy to have ideas, but 75% of that idea becoming successful is you. So take a good look in that mirror. Every single morning, take a look into that mirror and see who this you is. Is this you becoming better and better every single day in the pursuit of fulfilling that idea, in the purpose of fulfilling that goal? And by investing in your self-growth is when you begin to understand that person who you see in the mirror. You begin to understand yourself. You begin to push yourself to reach your highest potential. It means always asking yourself, who are you becoming and how do you plan to get there? It involves working on new habits, on hobbies, on fostering new skills, working on your weaknesses, getting your strengths more enhanced, practicing new strategies, achieving your goals. It's just so much more. And while this development starts very personal inside of you, in the dark, in solitude, let me tell you, it radiates outward and touches every aspect of your life. Every aspect of your life. See, you know that you are here for big things. You are here to make a difference. You are here to live a life of purpose. And for that to happen, you need to grow in your habits. You need to grow in your thinking, in your ability to connect with others, in your ability to make the necessary changes in you, to make those decisions, and especially to work on yourself. So if you want to grow, you have to be intentional about it, my friend. Let growth not happen accidental. Let it not be that someone has to push you from one grade to another, from one level to another. And let me tell you something here, very important. Nothing helps you get intentional about growth like being around other people who are growing. So quickly think, you know, maybe you want to write this down. Who are the five people who you connect with? Who are the five people who you are surrounded by? Can you write those names of five people? And when you write those names, can you take a quick look, a good look at that list and see if those are the people who are wanting to grow in their life? They have a purpose. They want to make a difference. They are always intentional about growth. They are confident. They are always moving ahead. If not, you want to change that list, my friend. And let me tell you something. Maybe your answer is, yes, of course, Payal, I'm so excited. I am connected with these same people that you are talking about. Then let me ask you, what have you done about those connections? Have you reached out to them? Have you spoken to them about your goal, about your problems, your challenges? Have you reached out to them and sought their help? Because let me tell you something here, my friend. It's not enough to have these people around you and be connected with them. What have you done to come out in the open and talk to them? Because something that I have learned in my life is this: successful people are always willing to help others. They're always willing to take others and help them to reach where they want to get. The question is, are you willing to take that help? So take a look at that list. Maybe those lists are your are people who are in your friend circle. They are your teams, your colleagues. It's a boss. It's someone who you know has reached where they have to reach. Have you reached out to them? Have you today itself connect with them, talk to them, write to them that you want to talk to them and you want their guidance? And I tell you, it's going to open up so many pathways for you, my friend. Because ultimately, growth is a team sport. We grow faster when we are surrounded by others who are growing, when we learn from them, when we reach out to them. Now, you know, just around last month, I was speaking at one of the Fortune 500 companies virtually right now. And I had someone who came up to me after the session was over and said, "Hey, you know what, Payal? I want to grow. I want to invest in my growth. But guess what? I don't have time right now to pursue a growth plan, Payal. Payal, it's the children, it's the housework, it's the parties, it's that extra work from the boss, it's the pandemic. It's excuses, excuses, and excuses, my friend. And I don't know what your list of excuses are, but here's something I know. By giving excuses, you are only postponing your happiness, your success, and your growth. So stop waiting for something to happen. Stop waiting for things to change. Stop blaming people around you and circumstances around you and begin to take control of your growth. Begin to plan your growth. Like I said, it's intentional. Listen to this, my friend. I truly know that you have a goal in your life and that you want to achieve it. That is why you are here today with me. You've invested your time to listen to this podcast. It shows you want to do something in your life. And here's what I want you to remember. The person you are right now is not the person that you need to be when you cross that finish line toward your dreams. So you must take each step toward your dream and pace yourself. Don't be in a hurry. Don't rush through that journey. Because as you pace yourself, here's what's going to happen. You're going to fall. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to learn and you are going to gain your own experience. And as all of this happens, you begin to grow in yourself. And as you grow in yourself, you are able to take bigger and bolder steps. and you can now start to move faster towards your dreams, taking all that experience, those mistakes, those failures, those falls, everything, and move towards your dream. And soon you get to that finish line at the exact time you are destined to cross it. Not a minute later, not a second earlier, my friend. So how do you do all this? How do you intentionally grow? So I'm going to share with you three laws of growth in the next podcast episode. This episode is of two parts. So in the next episode, I'm going to share with you the three laws of growth that I have been sharing and learning while working with some of these great leaders, coaching them, speaking with their teams, giving, you know, seminars around. And I can assure you, my friends, you practice these three laws of growth, it's going to help you transform your life. It's going to help you change the way you and your team are approaching the work. Now, meanwhile, I don't want you to be just waiting to connect again on this podcast for those three laws. Here's something for you. If you are interested in growing with speed and serenity, if you want to bring about a great transformation in your growth and succeed like no other, then here's something for you. Go ahead and treat yourself to some awesome reading. And two of my books, Achieve Unstoppable Success in Any Economy and Success is Within, both are leadership books that are bound to transform your life. And I don't say this, you can see it in the reviews. It's every person in the corporate world by now who has brought this book has seen the transformation. And here's something big for you. And of course, this book is available on Amazon worldwide, but here's a big part. If you are listening to me from India, you can order a personalized signed copy of this book directly from my website, payalnanjiani.com. Go to the website, go to the shop page and check out whatever you need to order for your growth. And me and my team will be happy to send that across to you. And I will be back with part two of this series, how to grow at your work, where I will be sharing now with you the three laws of growth and how to apply them in your corporate and business life. And until then, here's what I want you to do. I want you to listen to this podcast once again. I want you to work on those questions and reflect on them. I want you to make those list of people who have asked you. I want you to go through that leadership wisdom so that when we connect again, you are ready to get to the next level. Until then, keep in touch with me on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Insta, where I share so many of the leadership resources. This is Payal Nanjiani, wishing you loads of success in your life.